Southern Roots Market to revive iconic downtown Weslaco building. Texa Border Business, Weslaco, Texas. The Economic Development Corporation of Weslaco, EDCW, announced that Southern Roots Market plans to open its fourth Rio Grande Valley location in historic downtown Weslaco later this year, bringing a specialty coffee bar, full kitchen, flower market, boutique, and renewed energy to one of the city's iconic buildings. Southern Roots Market, which currently operates locations in Mission, Farr, and McAllen, will occupy a historic building at the corner of 5th Street and Texas Boulevard in downtown Weslaco. The long-standing landmark is expected to be reactivated as a unique dining, retail, and community gathering space that supports continued downtown activity and growth. The building, formerly home to Guaranty State Bank, opened July 15, 1920. The bank was founded by Ed C. Couch, one of Weslaco's earliest developers. The site later housed First National Bank and remains a significant part of the city's history. David, Lillian, and Johnny Cisneros, siblings and co-owners of the building, previously highlighted the property's legacy and potential. In an October 28, 2025, social media post, they described the Guaranty State Bank building as a proud piece of Weslaco's history that still stands tall today, ready for its next chapter. We're looking for the right business to make this historic building their home, they added. Mariana Linaldi, founder and owner of Southern Roots Market, said choosing Weslaco was about finding the right location with minimal risk and high reward. Linaldi said Southern Roots Market is expanding to Weslaco not only to fill a void in the market and cater to the community, but also because the expansion marks another step toward the brand's growth. We're hoping to become Weslaco's go-to spot for brunch while attracting a younger crowd that is not currently being catered to, she said. It's all about the experience, not just going to a restaurant to eat, but immersing themselves in the community. We are hospitality-driven, and we are here to celebrate all of life's special moments with our customers. Although the downtown location is smaller than her other locations in Mission, Farr, and McAllen, she expects similar customer traffic and business activity, due to downtown Weslaco's growing appeal. Southern Roots Market in Weslaco plans to initially hire approximately 20 employees, with the potential to expand to 25 employees as the business continues to grow. Stephen M. Valdez, executive director of the Economic Development Corporation of Weslaco, said increased visits to Southern Roots Market are expected to boost foot traffic and support surrounding downtown businesses. Southern Roots will bring new visitors into downtown Weslaco, inviting people who may have never come before to experience the culture, character, and history, Valdez said. It will fill a gap in the area while preserving the charm and the ongoing effort to keep downtown historic. The EDCW facilitated communication and coordinated community outreach opportunities with the business owner, allowing Linaldi to experience Weslaco's character and better understand the audience they will serve. To further strengthen and foster a close relationship with Southern Roots Flower Market, EDCW invited Linaldi to several key community events that highlight the city's culture, business community, and ongoing growth opportunities. Through participation in events such as Texas Onion Fest, City of Weslaco State of the City Address, and Alfresco Weslaco Music and Art on the Street, the EDCW aimed to support and encourage her decision to bring Southern Roots Flower Market to Weslaco. Linaldi said Alfresco Weslaco really sealed the deal for her. Southern Roots Market expressed strong interest early on, recognizing the potential of the location and moving quickly to advance the project. We believe this concept has a strong potential for long-term success here. Downtown Weslaco continues to grow, attracting new businesses while remaining rooted in its culture, EDCW Board President Sandra Charlton said. We wanted to demonstrate that there is meaningful economic opportunity for businesses in downtown Weslaco.